Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Chakra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Our guest today is someone who's bound to capture your interest because she is a forensic psychic medium, and her name is Sheila Marie. Welcome, Sheila Marie. Thank you for coming on the show.
Namaste. Thank you for having me, Vivian. It's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm so excited about this interview, Sheila Marie. You have such an amazing profile. Can we just jump straight in and talk about what you do and how you got here?
I'm a forensic psychic medium. And what that means is I used to be a police officer years ago, and now what I do is I incorporate my policing with my mediumship, and I act as a contractor for families and agencies. I draw maps and faces. I work in research. That's what I do. That's my day job. I also teach psychic development. I teach what I do in forensics, and I also have workshops, and I teach the everyday person how to escape from their life that they are battling, and I teach them how to tap into the inner light system to achieve life abundance and fulfillment. That's what I do. That's the basics of what I do. Do you want me to talk more about how I got into it, or?
Yes, because you were quite the skeptic, weren't you?
I sure was. I did not believe in any type of psychic. When I was little, my mom used to always say to me, "She's psychic, she's psychic." I'm like, "Stop that." We were very Roman Catholic at the time, and I used to say, "If she keeps calling me that, I'm going to go to H-E double hockey sticks, you know?" So I said, "Beg her, please stop saying that to me." I'm the biggest skeptic there was. So when I first started dabbling in, I had experiences when I was younger of meditation. My dad, when I was 11 years old, he used to take me in. He was learning how to be a hypnotist on the side. I'm from a big policing family. He was a police officer, and he was using me as a guinea pig to tap into mediumship and teach people. So he would say, "Sit down on the couch, Sheila," and he would get me into a meditative state at an early age. And I didn't think anything about it at the time. I just thought everybody did this with their parents, you know, that they learned how to do meditation. And what he would do is he would take me to that safe space in my inner light system, in my meditative state, and I was comfortable there. I trusted it. So later on in life, you know, I was a big skeptic. I didn't believe in anything New Age or psychic or anything like that. I was the complete opposite. I got a gift certificate to go to a Meet Your Spirit Guide class from my sister-in-law. And I'm like, "I'm not going to that. She's crazy, you know. I'm not going to go to that." Right? If I go to that, I'm not going to H-E double hockey sticks. So anyways, Nick, long story short, I get into the class, and all of a sudden the teacher there, she takes us to meditation. I said, "Oh my gosh," I said, "I know how to do this." So I go into the meditation, and what happens to me as I get into a very deep, high vibrational meditation, and I start seeing things that I'm not subconsciously thinking or feeling. So I came out of there, I'm like, "Oh my God," I came out crying, I'm like, "Oh my God, this is real, this stuff is real, this connection stuff," right? So I went home and I told my husband at the time, I said, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to do mediumship." He's like, "What's that?" I'm like, "You know, readings and stuff." "Oh my God," he says, you know, so that was the end of my marriage.
Oh, really?
And Well, not at that time, but that was a big sore with him because he was a big skeptic as well, you know. And yeah. I always say this to my students, believing is seeing, you know. Once you experience your deep connection with the universe, your life will change, you know. So that happened to me, and after I got home, I said, I have to do this. I said, if I do not do this, I'm going to die. He's like, what do you mean? I said, I have to teach people how to connect with their inner light system because this is the key for them to create their life purpose, their life connection, their universal connection, and to be abundant and align with their highest potential, you know? And I said, and if I don't do this, shame on me, I'll die, you know, like my soul will die. And he's thinking, woohoo, she's crazy, you know? But I didn't care because I knew it was my life purpose, you know?
When you get that click, you get that click. There's not much you can't undo the click, can you? I mean, you've got to go with it. It's just how it is. And when you want to change and you want to do something different, you do have to let go of other stuff. And it's not always what you want to let go of.
Yes.
But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a big time my whole journey. The first 2 or 3 years when I started developing my mediumship and connecting, I had to let go of a lot. I had friends that didn't want to talk to me anymore. I mean, that was just ridiculous, you know. And it was just closed-mindedness, really, and ignorance on their part. And I understood them because I was that, you know. And I feel that that's what I do in my workshops is I help people to get over that, you know.
Yeah, and it is a getting over, isn't it? I mean, it's not as if everybody's running around believing. And I found that the people who already believe, that's actually a weak link because they never had the experiences. It's an idea that they believe, and it's the experiences that sort of that are so substantial that it's not a belief. It's like people ask me, do you believe in crystals, Vivian? And I said, what's there to believe? That's like asking me whether I believe in the sun. I have to believe in the sun. I experience the sun on a daily basis. It's not a belief system. It's an experience system. And that's how it is for me with the crystals and spirit guides and all these different dynamics. But when you haven't understood your experiences and you haven't had clear experiences, then you obviously shouldn't be believing yet. You should be skeptical. That's how I see it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you 300%. Seeing is believing. You know, experiencing is believing. Absolutely. And that, you know, when I teach people how to connect to their psyche, that, you know, that's what I, you know, you have this self-doubt when you learn how to connect too, because you're always battling the human part of you and the spiritual connection part of you. And so that doubt is always there, you know, I remember one time I was in this class and I was conflicted because I kept on doubting, am I seeing this or am I creating this in my subconscious? You know?
Yes.
And so you have to really evaluate your experience to know if you were creating it subconsciously. And that will be the key for you to understand when you're thinking and when you're not thinking, when you're connecting to spirit world. And when I mean spirit world, I mean the universe. When you're connecting to the universe and when you're not. You know, and that's a really important aspect in the connection as well. You know?
Yes. Let's go back to forensic psychic medium, and then we'll come back into the other work that you do with people. Can you tell us more about what a forensic psychic medium does, and then also, of course, some examples, some case studies, because I think it's absolutely fascinating, and I'll tell you why. I always say the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and to be a forensic psychic medium means you have to deliver results. And that's why I am so interested in what you do and to hear more about it.
Yeah, it's really funny because my intention in the beginning was not to go out and become a forensic medium. It kind of was the universe's way of throwing it in my lap. So I had a foundation of connecting and doing mediumship, psychic readings, this and that. And then I was presented with people coming to me and asking me, and then forensics just kind of bloomed throughout me, you know. So the question is what is the question again? When do I, what do I do?
What is a forensic medium?
So a forensic medium is basically, number one, I'm a person, you know, but I'm able to connect to the universe. A forensic medium is a little different, and basically what I'm doing is I'm collecting data and information, and sometimes that's missing persons, not all the time. It's a lot of time it's criminal investigations, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be crime. It can be pretty much anything of data and information that I'm collecting. And what I do as a medium is I channel that information. And every medium is different. No medium is the same, but I can only speak from my experience. So from my experiences, what I do is sometimes I'll get dreams, and that's how I know when I'm on my soul's purpose, because I'm not asking for dreams, you know. I get information in dreams. I will channel energy, and what that means is I'll go into a deep meditation and I'll funnel information possibly onto a paper. What happens to me a lot of times, I'll draw a portrait of a face. And let me tell you, I'm not an artist. I can't even draw a picture of an apple. But when I'm in the channeling state, I can funnel and I can actually draw a portrait of a person's face, you know? So I'm channeling information many different ways, and I also draw, for me anyways, I draw a lot of maps as well when I funnel that information. So what I do is I have a policing background, and I incorporate my policing background with my mediumship and my connection, and I treat it very professional. It's not like just going in and getting a reading done. You know, it's basically there's a process for me that I've actually created myself, that actually Spirit showed me along the way, and then I've created a blueprint for that as well. So I have a process of where, say for instance, can I give you an example?
Yes. No, because I just want to, emphasize that one has to be as systematic when working intuitively as one is when working logically or analytically, because it's that system that's going to yield you the information. And so I'm fascinated with how you're describing your process, or what I would call your system. So yes, let's go forward, like with an example, like there's a missing person, then what do you do?
Yeah, so I'll take you through a live one that had happened to me, which is really interesting, because normally a lot of cases I get virtually. I don't have to be there at the place when I receive the information. I can do it all from wherever I am. But for this one was really interesting, because this was actually close to home. So I used to have a meditation center in Medway, Massachusetts. I can tell you that much. I don't use the names and stuff of the cases, because I just do that just for protection from myself, you know.
Cool.
And so anyways, make a long story short, this one was quite interesting, because there was a missing person actually, and very rarely, I don't really do a lot of missing persons. I do a lot of crime, to be honest with you. And a lot of times agents will call me, and families, they want missing information about crimes and cases. Okay, so anyways, sorry, went off the beaten path there. I go into the mill, and people say, oh, did you hear about that missing person? I said, don't say anything to me. Please don't. I go in my office, I shut the door, I'm thinking, oh great, there's a missing person in our area. Now, the way I work with Spirit is, in the universe, is if I'm meant to do a case, the universe will come to me with it. They'll bring me an agent. They'll bring me a family member. They'll bring me someone that's a higher contact that's involved in the case. And so I never search for cases ever, because I'm working for Spirit. I'm working for the universe. They know who I can help and who I can't, you know? So, make a long story short, I'm in my studio and I said, okay, it's time to go home. I'm just going to ignore whatever's happening. I don't know the name of the person, nothing. And, I walk out into the parking lot, and all of a sudden, I'm not kidding you, a hawk flies low past my head and flies towards the area. I didn't know of the area where the person was missing, which was maybe 5 miles away. When the hawk flew down at me, it screeched. And in my heart, I said, oh, I'm so working on that case. I said, it's just a matter of time, right? I'm not kidding you. I drove home. Takes me 10 minutes to get home. I got home. 5 minutes later, I get a call from a contact in the state of Massachusetts. Hey, Sheila, at the research team. I'm not going to be specific, but, hey, Sheila, we're stuck. Can you help us? And I said, okay, give me 5 minutes. And so I sat in my room, and what I did was I didn't have any paper on me. So I actually used the backside of envelopes, you know. And I said, okay, Spirit, what do I need to know? Yeah, right? And I'm like, oh, it was coming real quick, you know. And so I said, okay, so I asked Spirit what I need to know, and I started funneling information down. I was drawing maps on backs of envelopes and information. And I said, okay, give me 10 minutes, and I'll head that way. And he says, meet me at such and such golf course. I said, okay, sure, fine, no problem. So I'm driving there, and all of a sudden, I'll never forget this. It was amazing how divine spirit was in guiding me the whole ride, you know. So I was driving around, and there was a lot of people because they had search teams and everything out there, and there was these guys dressed up in, like, BDUs and stuff. It was a search team. And I said to them, can you direct me where the golf course is? Because that's where they were, you know, had everything being presented, the FBI, everything, you know. And I said, okay, state police and the staging area, you know. And they said, and all of a sudden my contact who called me jumps out. He goes, hey, Sheila, it's me. I said, oh, my God. He goes, hold on. He directed them, and he says, come on, let's go. And so he gets in my car. I said, wow, that was really cool, right? What are the odds that, I mean, there's hundreds of people out there, and he just happens to be there. So anyways, we're driving into the staging area, and you cannot make this up. This was like a movie. I drive a Ford Explorer, and I'm driving. I'm not kidding you. I still can't believe it. But a hawk flies in front of my car and is leading us to the staging area. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about the gooseness. Yeah. I'm prickling all over.
Oh my God, it was unbelievable. I'm like, okay, there's our guide. And the person said to me, he goes to me, my contact, he says to me, wow, that's really cool. I said, oh, you have no idea. Because he doesn't know about the hawk earlier, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So needless to say, I go out there with him, and I said, I know nothing about this case, this and that. And I said, don't tell me anything. And that's the key, is not to know anything. Because if you know something, if for me anyways, if I know something subconsciously, I may think it and I may create it on my paper or my information. So not knowing anything is the best way for me to handle any type of investigation. So he takes me out to his place, and I just start funneling information from the universe, and I start drawing maps, this and that. And so this lasted. What I like to do is make sure that they've exhausted everything, because everybody has a sole purpose. The police have a sole purpose. Everybody does. You know what I mean? I don't like to go out when it's fresh unless they need me, you know, because I believe everything has a reason and a season, you know. So anyways, make a long story. You know what I mean? You know?
Yes.
And so the next day I went out, and I went out again. And I was supposed to meet my contact, because I went to my studio and I drew some more maps and stuff. Well, he couldn't show up. He got held in court, okay? And I said, that's okay. So I'm driving around, and all of a sudden I'm not driving around, excuse me, I'm walking around this area, and it's a very big swampy area, and the range is about, I don't know, 3 miles wide, you know? And these two men met me on a pass, and I started talking. I said, oh, my contact's not here. Oh, you can come with us. Turns out that I was with the brother and the cousin of the person they were looking for. Okay? And I was like, but I didn't know it. Yeah, I didn't know it at the time. I'm like, oh, my gosh, right? I found out later. But anyways, I follow my map, and I was telling them I had a dream. And I also had a dream that night. This is funny. There was a turkey in my dream, and in the woods, this and that. So sometimes when I have dreams, I'll get up and I'll just draw everything on a piece of paper. So we get to this certain part, and I said, oh, this is the area where the turkey was. And one of the kids, I'll call him Jake, I don't really remember his name, he goes, oh, look, there's a turkey right there. I'm not kidding you. There was a turkey walking through the woods.
Wow. So a hawk and a turkey and a brother and a cousin.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So I had made an X on this and on this piece of paper, this and that, and I told them, I said, you need to go that way. I really feel that who we're looking for is over in this area, which was the opposite of where we were. and everyone was someplace completely different. And I said, and I gave them specific things to look for, landmarks that I got from the universe, and this is how you'll find them. Okay, yeah, yeah. So I didn't know it was the brother and the cousin at the time, which was meant to be, you know. And so I go back to my studio, maybe a couple hours later, all of a sudden I get a phone, because I gave them my phone, you know, this and that. Hey, if you need anything, let me know if I want to come out again, because I don't like to walk through the woods alone or anything, you know. I mean, I'm packed and stuff with my gun and stuff, but still I just, you know, it's just not cool to do that, you know. And so I get a phone call, and thank you so much, Sheila. We just found him.
Oh, it was, that is so fantastic.
And I was in the middle, and that night I was reading. I had a woman sit in front of me, and she's looking at me. Her name, I'll never forget her name. Her name was Susan.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Sheila Marie Litz. Tell people how they can get hold of you. Tell them your website and how you spell your name, and because we're going to take a break soon, and they need to know how to get your book and what the name of your book is.
Sure. They can go to my website at SheilaMarieMedium.com, SheilaMarieMedium.com. From there, you can... you can order my book, Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen. And that you can also go to ForensicMedium.com. That's the book site, or Amazon.com as well. And from there, they all link together.
Fantastic. So we're going to take a little break, and then we're coming back to ask you some more questions, Sheila Marie. Everyone, please join us after the break.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
If you're not in the U.S., listen up. SureTrader is one of the most trusted and reliable names in share trading. With 6-to-1 leverage and other perks, SureTrade is the best for penny stocks and day trades. To find out more, visit our advertiser page and click on the SureTrader banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4WindsAcademy.org, or call 513-891-8062.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chaperra Show. If you're just joining us now, our guest today is Sheila Marie, forensic medium, who is sharing fascinating stories and insights with us. I thought that while we have the opportunity, we should ask Sheila Marie some questions that would help us each personally. And is that okay, Sheila Marie, if you just give us
sure.
some tips from your knowledge? Yeah. So you shared this extraordinary story about finding a missing person in the first section. But then you also teach people, don't you? You teach them, like, psychic awareness?
Yes. Yes, I teach them how to tap into the inner light system and to create their authentic self.
So you help them to find their own personal mission in life, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, yes, because that is the highest, that's why we're here, right? And I tell everybody, you know, it's your birthright to know who you are and the potential of your alignment in the universe, you know?
Absolutely, and so how do you tap into this? How do you find your mission in life?
So it's all about unlocking and tapping into your inner light system, which is the system within you, and finding your unique map inside you, you know. And with that, finding that unique connection and that map inside you, you can find your life soul's purpose, you know. I do that through intuitive exercises like meditation, and I teach powerful visualizations and techniques that transform you and help you to get unconnected from that fear and that's blocking you, and sometimes just the human experience is blocking you as well, you know. So I do teach that. The workshop that I teach is called Vision to Millions. You can go and you can see it on my website. It's there. But I also teach psychic development too for people who want to connect with just their psychic development in psychic and mediumship as well, you know. So it's a little bit a combination of the two.
Yeah, because it all goes together for sure. So let me ask you this, because I think this is important information. I know I used to go to readers and then they'd look at my, especially if they read my palm, they'd say, you are so psychic, we should switch roles. You should be the reader. And then they'd say, but something's blocking you. And then they'd look at me and say, well, what's blocking you? And I said, no, what do you think I'm here for? I'm asking you to tell me what's blocking me. And so I'm wondering, from your point of view, what do you think the three most common blocks are?
I feel that the most common block is fear. And fear comes in many different ways, you know. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And I feel like trust is usually the start of that fear. Broken trust can, and that goes in many different levels as well, you know. So I feel like the trust level, because the human mind thinks and overthinks, and sometimes our experiences in our life give us those blocks because we fear. And when we fear, we block, you know. And what we do is, what I try to do is I try to tap you into and understanding what those blockages are so you can let them go, so you're not fearing, so you can let go of the control. And it's all about control. When I teach students, I notice that they control in many different ways. And once they're able to let go of that control and that fear that's blocking them, they just bloom and they tap right into their soul and they find their soul's mission and their connection. It's just beautiful. It really is.
Yeah, it is beautiful, and I just want to say how I, what was blocking me was that, and I think this may be happening to many other people, which is why I want to share it, is that, okay, I've got over the fear, I've got over the lack of trust, I've got over the doubt, but it's still not happening. And the reason for me was that I needed to choose a path, because I could have chosen any path. I could have become a medical intuitive, or I could have become a medium, or I could have become, but I had to choose a path and then follow that path, because you can't do them all, right? I mean, these are all specialties, the same as doctors have specialties. And if you don't want it to just be this big mass of information, mm-hmm. you do need to follow some kind of path. That's why I was so interested in your system. And and it's a choice and a decision at times, isn't it? And
that's right. Everything is about choice. You know, you can change your path anytime you need to.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Do you have an example?
I've changed my profession many times.
Sorry, we're both talking. Do you have an example of someone whom you helped with their personal mission?
You know, it's really interesting because, so I had this one woman, actually, that I can mention. I just thought of her the other day. Her name was Jen. And she was a psychiatrist. And she's like, I help people all the time. She goes, but I really don't want to do this anymore. And I'm like, well, what do you want to do? What makes you happy? You know what I mean? And she didn't know what she wanted. And when she came to the workshop, she tapped into her creative side. She was able to know that her passions, which she did like on the side, like she was a candle maker, you know, and she loved it. And she was always giving to people this and that. She ended up leaving her corporate job of the psychiatrist. Oh, she wasn't just a personal psychiatrist. She was a psychiatrist for a college. So she was working with students, this and that. She didn't just have her own practice.
Yes.
So, you know, so the corporate world, she got away from that. She liked to be her own boss. And she ended up doing something completely what she had not thought she was going to do, but she says, I've been doing this all along. And she goes, the universe had laid the foundation for her earlier on when she was like 10 years old, and she was learning how to make candles, and she would make these candles and give them to people all the time, and she made a business out of it, and she's very happy now. I don't know if she's doing it actually right now, but I'm sure whatever she's doing, she's tapping into her inner light system. She's working with her passion. She's working with her truth. A lot of times people don't know their truth. You know, they don't understand that they have choice and not every person can be like everybody else. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So I'm just wondering, Sheila Marie, you're so tapped into the universe, and you've mentioned the universe over and over and over again. Is there a message from the universe that you would like to share with everyone?
Sure. Let's ask Spirit. Well, I just feel like everything you need is already within you. You have choice. You have human choice, but the ultimate vibration of the universe is love. Everything that you're seeking for is within you. Everything that is connected, and we are all connected through vibration and frequency. If your vibration and frequency are not in alignment, you have blockages. But we all can create and envision and bring that vision to our lives through tapping into the universal energies, you know?
Fantastic. So I just want to say for everyone that you can connect with Sheila Marie via her website. One of them is forensicmedium.com. Another is sheilamariemedium.com. Sheila Marie's book is called Forensic Medium, The Power of the Unseen, and you can get that on her website. And you can also get it, of course, on Amazon. So thank you so much, Sheila Marie, for coming on the show and talking to us. It's been wonderful to have you.
Thank you for having me. Bless you, and thank you so much. It's been beautiful.
Thank you. It's been fun. Yes. Thank you. And everybody, after the break, Neil will be giving us his report from the spirit realm. Please join us again.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
Discover the world's largest anti-aging organization, Life Extension. For the best information, vitamins, and supplements, you just can't beat Life Extension. To start extending your life, go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Life Extension banner.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062. Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, very pleased to be sharing with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and reporting back on the guidance I receive directly from the spirits. So the purpose of this journey is to travel to the lower world and ask the spirits, request the spirits, that I meet a spirit in plant form. I go in through the usual portal in the middle world, go through it, going down, traveling down my beam, which leads me to the lower world, going down and down, until I see a very green, dense, jungle-like area of trees below me, and I land on a little clearing by a river. And I say to the spirits, I put my intention out, that I've come to the lower world to request that I meet a spirit in plant form. And straight away, I'm told that although in my anticipation, I was thinking about seeing a spirit in a large form, like a tree, that I actually must be attentive to be looking down, because plant spirits may just as well be very small, like little flowers, like little leaves growing along the ground, which I hadn't anticipated. And I look down and I see what looks like a very delicate vine with dainty little purple flowers. And I have the understanding that I should follow this vine, which leads me into the jungle-like area of trees. And I soon realize that this little thin tendril with flowers is actually just the end of a part of the vine, and is leading me to an enormously thick vine that is either wrapping itself up around a tree or in fact is forming a tree by itself. And the vine, the plant spirit, says to me straight away that what the plants want to show me is how plants have played a huge part in helping people expand their consciousness. And it gives me the example of plants used in the South American jungles, like ayahuasca, which has helped people become aware that there are forms of consciousness way beyond what most people experience in our everyday consciousness. And the plant spirit says it's a deliberate gift of the plants to help human evolution. And the plant says that it goes without saying that humans could not survive without plants. It's obvious. But over and above that, plants have endeavored to help humans with our consciousness by providing plant medicines like ayahuasca, like peyote, like mushrooms. Even these plants, which actually are fungi, the plant says that for the purposes of the point of the importance of us improving or evolving our consciousness, we should include what we would otherwise call fungi. And the plant spirit says that plants can't be frustrated. It's not an emotion that plants have. But if plants could be frustrated, they would be so frustrated at the dumb-wittedness of humans and the failure of humans to grasp the significance of expanded states of consciousness. And they say that plants are actually desperate that we expand our consciousness, and that we should realize that there is not just a spiritual layer to life, but that life fundamentally is spiritual. And it's absolutely essential to our human evolution. We should expand our consciousness, and in doing that, we would expand our sense of morality and ethics and good behavior, and learn how to function in groups and societies, and how to function on our so interconnected planet where we are much more able to do harm. And the vine says, of course, plants are not crucial for the survival of humans, just humans. They're crucial for the survival of all life on the planet. And they say it's so strange that, with the exception of maybe some indigenous cultures, we don't regard plants as sacred. And we don't regard the environment as sacred. And the spirit plant says that although this information is given to me as though it's coming from an individual plant, it's actually communicating to me on behalf of the entire community of plants, the entire network of plants. And it says it's so peculiar that we don't appreciate the sacredness of plants, and that we don't think of plants as consciousness, as conscious. They say that this is such a disappointment that in many indigenous cultures, shamanic cultures, there's an absolute understanding that plants are conscious. And that the plant emphasizes that it's not just a sort of a theoretical belief that plants are conscious, it's an absolute understanding, it's an experiential understanding that plants are conscious, and that we should respect plants. And again, not because they need our respect. The vine says it needs nothing from us, except of course that we should evolve, but they want us to evolve our consciousness and our spirituality and our goodness. This is being emphasized, that we be good and that we respect plants. And this spirit plant says that where we are not respecting plants, that actually reflects very badly on the state of our evolution. And then the plant starts guiding me up this vine, which, as I say, is like in a tree form. There's too much density of bush and leaves for me to go up by myself, but the plant guides me up. And as we go up, the plant says another really important thing is that we don't have strongly enough in our vocabulary and our awareness the word harmony, and that the sacredness of existence also means harmony, and we don't even think about harmony. And I say, but what about when one sees plants being eaten by animals and animals eating other animals and all that, what seems to us like suffering. Where's the harmony in that? And the plant spirit says, yes, it's very difficult for humans to understand that. But the point there is that we are trying to see things as humans. We are seeing things through a human consciousness. And that if we evolve to more of a, call it a cosmic consciousness, for want of a better word, we would have a better understanding of what looks to us like suffering, but can in fact be seen in another way. And soon after this, the spirit says it's time for me to return, and I return back to the middle world, very, very thankful of this incredible insight that the plant so generously gave me. And I say, thank you, spirit. And we're going to return to the Chakra Show now, where Vivian will talk about crystals. Thank you.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
There's a respected metaphysical academy that's been around for over 22 years, and it's still going strong. If you're interested in energy healing, crystal healing, developing intuition, or shamanism, then the Four Winds Academy for the Healing Arts and Sciences is exactly right for you. With in-person and online classes and full certifications, their experienced teachers work with you and take an interest in your progress. To find out more, visit fourwindsacademy.org. That's the number 4windsacademy.org. Or call 513-891-8062.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chakra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062. CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chakra Show. This is the part of the show where I, Vivian, talk to and about crystals. Our crystal guest today is scholasite. Scholasite grows in blade-like, white, transparent crystal clusters. Scholasite does apparently come in other colors, but I haven't seen this for myself. What I have seen is scholasite that has been polished into lingens, spheres, and wands. And it is hard to believe that this is the same material. Instead of being hard to handle, these tools are beautiful to behold with their translucent and airy quality. So I am very grateful for these lapidated tools because scholasite is quite fragile and brittle, causing the crystals to break off the cluster very easily and also create splinters that can hurt your hands. When I looked in Melody's book for the first time in 25 years, I was disappointed. There just wasn't that much information. On the other hand, since I use scolicite in crystal surgery and in almost every session, I already have a good relationship with scolicite, so I decided to skip my usual other research and just speak to scolicite directly by myself. The reason why I'm talking about scolicite today is because it is the final mineral in the pranic tube alignment that I've been talking about over the past few shows. Let's first review what the pranic tube is. The pranic tube is the most fundamental layer of the energy system. Many of us are familiar with the chakra system, and we talk about opening chakras, but I suspect that, firstly, most people don't really understand much detail regarding opening chakras, and I've put opening in quotation marks for a reason, and secondly, that they don't know much else about energy anatomy. As I was finishing the crystal surgery textbook, I discovered the layer of the energy system that I'm calling the pranic tube. I researched who had said what about this energy system structure and confirmed that by slightly different names, others definitely do reference this entity. The pranic tube is the tube of connection running from chakra to chakra. In other words, the pranic tube is the energetic equivalent of the spinal column in physical anatomy. The chakras emanate from the pranic tube, and when we open chakras, we are adjusting the spin of the chakra, the rate of the spin, the size of the spin, and the direction. What we're trying to do is get the chakras to spin in harmony with each other in a balanced relationship. It is a good question to ask what this has to do with opening. Well, an open versus a closed chakra isn't like the open and closed of a door, but like the open and closed of a mind. If a mind is closed, it isn't interacting with the environment and the incoming stimuli. If a mind is open, it is receiving, listening, learning, adjusting, and responding. And that's what we want when we open the chakras. We want the energy system to receive, listen, learn, adjust, and respond. The best known way into the energy system is via the vortexes that we call the chakras. Another feature of the pranic tube is that it has long fibers, just like optic fibers, that emanate from the chakras. I call these fibers filaments. These filaments act as antennae and are part of the energy system's sensory equipment, picking up information and conveying it to the energy system. So in the same way as the spine has nerves coming from it, the pranic tube has filaments coming from it. The property that scolicite has is to be able to groom these filaments. If they have retracted, the scolicite will draw them out. If they are kinked or twisted, scolicite will straighten them. If they have misdirected themselves, then scolicite will redirect them into their correct configuration. There is one more point that I should explain about the pranic tube. We also have an energetic umbilical cord that hooks us up to the etheric dimension. Etheric energy flows into the second chakra from the etheric dimension. From the second chakra, it flows into the root chakra, which includes the lower body, legs, and feet, and from there rises back up again to flow up the pranic tube all the way to the crown chakra, from where it radiates up and out like a fountain. I began my conversation with scolicite by making a renewed effort to understand what scolicite is doing when I infuse it, together with sunstone, into the first layer of the energy field. To do an infusion like this, all you need to do is rub the stone on your body. So this is definitely something you can try for yourself. Although I have noticed and articulated the effect of this procedure, I have never been able to put the sensation of what it is doing into words. What I've consistently noticed as its effect is that people feel lighter in both mood and body, and that this is an undefinably uplifting influence. I asked scolicite to tell me what it's doing to gain this uplifting effect, And it said, just do it and the words will come, because that is the intention you have generated. As per usual, I was skeptical this would work because I had no words yet. And as per usual, the stone delivered. As I examined the uplifting effect, I got both words and imagery. Scholarsite showed me that the physical body gets weighed down by the emotions we are experiencing, as well as all the emotions surrounding us, because we are empathic beings, so that the emotional layer of the energy field, which emanates from the second chakra, becomes a ceiling, preventing our energy from flowing freely upward and outward. I realized that I was being shown the energetic wet blanket that can envelop us, and that this wet blanket is formed by both ourselves and others, by the emotional climate that we are living in. I think this is very, very important information for us to digest, especially in this era when we are exposed to such an overload via the media. By infusing scholarsite, we can dissolve the barrier that these heavy emotions are creating and immediately restore the upward and outward flow. No wonder everyone feels lighter and energized after a scholarsite infusion. When I asked scholarsite what message it wants to give you today, it says, if you're feeling stuck, weighed down, or thwarted, you can use me to get unstuck. If you're feeling withdrawn, isolated, or out of touch, you can use me to get connected again. If you want to feel earthed and grounded at the same time as spiritual and etheric, you can use me to reach across and bridge the dimensions. How fantastic. There it is, the final crystal for working on the pranic tube, together with celestial quartz, sujalite, and kunzite. Thank you, Scholarsite, for sharing your healing properties and your insights for our benefit. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here on the Chakra Show. Please join us again next month.